Good morning and welcome to this episode of the AdDrop Podcast. As we continue our spin through the world of college sports, I'm pleased to be joined by the head softball coach at Siena, Casey Bump. Coach, how are you this morning?
Good, how are you doing?
Not bad. What was the athletic culture in East Greenbush?
Honestly, the playing in East Greenbush at Columbia, and then in the East Greenbush Girls Softball League, it was like one big family. And that's kind of something that I really learned at a young age is that, when you're playing with your teammates and whether it's local or where not, you got to make it a part of your family. And, we've kind of preached that as well at Siena.
When did you know that softball would be your sport of choice?
Oh, so when I was young, I think I was like 4 years old, my parents moved just a couple miles away, and the girls' softball field was right up the street. And I begged my dad every day. We went up there every day. It was like watching legends up there. We sat there for hours, and then I would go home and mimic every girl that played. And honestly, it was like the best time of my life.
When did you kind of come to the realization that pitching would be your way onto the field?
So I started playing, being a pitcher when I was 8 years old, and I never looked back. I wasn't the most athletic person, but I would work hard. And that's where I knew I also wasn't super fast. So when I put the ball in my hand and I went out there a pitch and honestly, my dad was my biggest supporter. He was my best friend and we did everything together. And that was like kind of one of the things that we went outside and I would pitch. And then when I was eight, I played on the 10U team and I won my first game and he's like, "Oh, maybe you do know how to do this." And I was like, "Yeah, and I like it." And it's something that I'm so happy that my parents supported because look where it's brought me now.
Now, growing up as a pitcher, I'm sure that you've had to deal with your share of athletes from other sports, especially guys who think they can step into the box and hit. Can you recall a time when somebody stepped in the box and had no kind of clue on where the ball was going and looked bad with swinging?
I haven't, it's funny because you hear it all the time. You wouldn't strike me out. You wouldn't strike me out. And, when it comes time for them to actually stand in the box, then they don't want to do it because they don't want to look foolish, So, it takes a real man to get in there and look foolish. And I think that when you actually say, "Okay, let's go do this," they don't necessarily want to do that. I haven't had that chance.
Remember having a friend who played and stepped in the box, and the ball left her hand. I just didn't pick it up. I'm like, oh, I don't know where to swing. The ball just goes, and then it does all this. Nope. I just try to wave at three quick pitches. Like, nope, just gonna try to hit it at anything. When did you know that you wanted to play in college?
True story. So when I knew I wanted to play in college all through my life, and when I was started looking at colleges, my dad looked at me, and if you ever saw me pitch, I actually was not flashy. I didn't throw the ball really hard. But I would never get beat mentally from anybody and or physically. And I wouldn't give up. So if I knew your best pitch was outside, you weren't ever going to see that pitch. I'll throw you 300 pitches till I get you out. And so my dad kind of said, "Case, I think we need to look at, the lower levels. I think that's where your bread and butter is going to be." And I was kind of like, "Okay, well," but he was being honest with me. He wanted me to go to a place where I was going to play. And we went down to Long Island to post, and we looked at some other schools, and they wanted me. And I was like, "Dad, I don't want to go here. I want to stay close to home." And he was a little devastated. And then I got into the state finals, and I actually there was a local girl on the UAlbany softball team, Jen Ouellette, and she had called the coach and said, "You need to see this kid play." And she came and she recruited me, and at the end of the day, my parents never missed a game because it was right down the street, and I could not be more grateful for the opportunity that Kanata gave me at UAlbany. It was amazing, and we were able to win three conference championships, and I was able to pitch in all of them, and sometimes some kids look at the big picture. Where's the biggest place I can go? And even though UAlbany, for me, I thought was a reach, and I worked hard every day to get where I was. The big picture was that I could go to the NCAA tournament and go to great places and help my team win that conference championship.
Was more nerve-wracking for you, your first game as a college pitcher or your first game as an assistant coach?
Well, first game as a college pitcher was at Alabama, and I got my butt whooped. And I remember my mom telling me that my dad looked at her and he goes, "This might be her career right here." And then I got another chance. Again, like I said, I couldn't be more grateful for the opportunity that Kanata gave me. She didn't look away. She gave me another chance, and I actually threw a one hitter at Alabama State, and it was a bunt base hit, and and that's where I kind of started my career. And it's something that I get chills thinking about, because between my high school career and my college career, it was just a great time. And that's what I hope, we're giving the opportunity at Siena.
How long would it take you to train to get back in shape to step back on the mound and actually pitch a game?
I mean, mentally, it wouldn't be hard at all. I don't know. That's a good question. I work out every day. I am, we do, my girls at Siena, have my back all the time, and they're amazing. We go in at 6 a.m. 3 days a week, and we condition, and I do it with them. And, so it's something that I do try to stay up on. So I don't think that, it would be more of the pitching aspect of it. It's been a while, so I stopped playing. I have a 9-year-old, and I wanted to continue to play, but between having her and recruiting and, not being around, when you're a pitcher and you commit to a team, you better be there because they need you. you're not like the other girls, but they need you. So I couldn't commit to the time. So I stopped playing, and I haven't had the chance to really get back to it, but maybe someday when my daughter's older, because now she's playing, so I would love to get back to it.
A lot of softball players and a lot of baseball players, when they're done playing, they kind of wander into the world of slow pitch softball. Is it something you've tried or something that is kind of you're still not sure?
Never tried it. Well, I wasn't a hitter, so that was the first thing. And the second thing was is that the motion is not anything like that I would even know how to do. So I never, I'm one of those people, if it's not something that I can be good at, or I would work for it, but I'm not gonna do it just to do it. So but like I said, I stopped playing pretty late, and then I had a kid, so that kind of changes things a little bit, as you know.
And you remember the last game that you played in and your last pitch?
Yeah, actually, one of the last game that I played in, which was a lot of fun. I have a stepdaughter. She's 26, and we played in an open league together. She actually played at UAlbany as well, and we played together. It was like a championship game, we played, and we kind of had fun, and it was nice. I don't remember the last pitch, because to me, I didn't think it would be the last one, and then things happen, but. It was at least nice to say that I was on the field with her.
When we come back from break, I want to talk more about your journey as a coach and kind of where you see the Saints now and in the future. But that's after a quick timeout. You are listening to the AdRoute Podcast on the FPC Radio Network. We are back with AdRoute Podcast. Terrence Biggs, Casey Bump, the head softball coach at Siena. Coach, when you decided to become an assistant, how different was the transition going from player to coach, and how long did you keep the glove in the car?
So I first actually started out coaching in high school, and I just knew it wasn't for me. When you come at a high level playing Division I softball and you're still in the competitive mode, it's just a little bit different of an atmosphere. So I got the opportunity. One of the girls that I played with at UAlbany is the head coach at RPI, and she calls me up and she says, "I need an assistant." So I was her assistant at RPI for 3 years, and I loved it. It was just like, I was like, this is where I want to be. There was still that competitive edge. The girls, wanted to be there. They were competing. We had a great time. We won a championship. It was just something that I was like, okay, this is where I want to be. And at the time I was still teaching, and I had said to my husband that I don't think the teaching route is for me. And he said, well, when you get a job, you find when you go. And I got the call. Bill Lajeunesse at Siena was looking for an assistant coach, and he called me and he said, I got an opportunity for you. And honestly, I was so excited. And so I jumped on it, and obviously here I am 11 years later as the head coach, and it was great. And keeping the glove in the car, that's still in the car. That doesn't leave. We get on a plane this afternoon, that glove will come with me. And now I usually try to use it. I bring my little one with us when we go to Florida, so I try to use it to play with her a little bit in between games.
When you took the job as head coach, two-part question. What was the first goal you wanted to accomplish, and how'd you celebrate?
The first goal, obviously, we need to win a MAC championship, and it's going to happen. And we kind of changed a little bit what type of kid we're recruiting, and trying to get the kid that is willing to eat dirt for us, and we're going to eat dirt for them. And recruiting got a little tough because I took the job during COVID. So we weren't actually allowed to go out recruiting. And I have an amazing assistant, George Cooper. He'll never leave my side. He's going to be my right-hand man forever. And we both looked at each other and we said, okay, well, we got to get the best athlete we can in here, and we got to make him the best softball player we can. And that's kind of what we've done. We have a bunch of athletes on the team. And these kids, man, they just are having a great time.
You recruit. Coaches want size, strength, speed, all the measurables, but what intangible must a player possess to be able to play for you?
They got to have energy. Energy for me is going to get us through a lot of games. If you watch a Siena softball team play, we're jumping fences, we're pointing at each other, we're excited, we're yelling. We were in Florida, we played 7 games last time we were in Florida in 4 days, and that last game the girls were dancing, they were having fun, they were laughing, and that's exciting for me. Obviously we need to win softball games, and we won 1-0. But they weren't tired. They weren't looking like, when is this airplane coming? Like they were, I mean, it was just, it's fun. And that's what coaching's about. And, getting them to understand that we have to work hard in the gym, and then when we get on the field is when all the fun stuff.
When you're on these long, well, not road trips, but when you have to hit Florida or South Carolina, how does your team keep focus?
Well, school's an important thing for us. So a lot of times you'll see them. I mean, you can see us in the airport. They're still studying. We take tests on the road. They don't look too far ahead. We look at the next game. We'll find ourselves, I think, on our Charleston trip, one of the teams that we were going to play was playing. So we'll watch the video. We'll watch them playing games. But we never try to look too far ahead, right? So we're going to play 5 games this weekend. We got 2 tomorrow. But we're not looking at who we're playing on Sunday. We're looking at who we're playing tomorrow.
How has the fan base embraced the team as far as being able to, like you said, you're trying to piece together a championship team and you've won 30 games back to back, 2 consecutive seasons. How has the fan base been the trying to build that connection between themselves and the team?
I mean, I think that it's good, everybody's supporting us. And I think that it's nice to look out and see, a lot of people. And I think that they continue to support us. I mean, the girls are, they're very close with their families and the kids on campus. So, it's important to, keep that connection. It's nice when you look out in Florida and you see an alumni there. Or, I've had many times where we're playing and, somebody walks up to me and is like, I went to Siena. We're gonna watch your game. We have this two, couple that lives like right by the field. They come every single year we go to that field, they come and watch us play. And you know, they just grew a connection with us, and you know, I love to talk to them, and it gets exciting to see them watch us play.
Coaching or in the office or recruiting, how do you get away from the game?
Oh, my 9-year-old. She keeps me busy. You know, I'm a family person. My husband and my daughter are everything to me. So, you know, I try to be that person. You know, I every once in a while the girls know, like, hey, coach's daughter's got something, and she's going to be at it. You know, to me, you can't get your family back. So, it's important that when I leave that office, and my girls, the Sienna girls are awesome. Like, they know that, you know, at 7 o'clock or 6 o'clock, whatever time I leave practice and I go home, that unless they really need me, they're very, very good.
Where's the best place in town to grab a meal with the family, and what's on your plate when you go out?
Oh, well, our favorite place, it's called actually My Place. And it's just a hometown place, and the chicken Caesar wrap is with some a side of chicken wings is where it's at. I love to eat. The girls will tell you, I love to eat.
The head softball coach at Siena, Casey Bump. Coach, thank you so much for joining us on this episode of the AdRoute Podcast.
Thank you.